Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of UFC Unfiltered with Matt and myself. We have Uriah Hall calling in, and also Matt picks his new gaming name.
Yay!
And it is a good one.
It's so good.
Yeah. Jaws are dropped throughout this arena. Nobody is sitting down.
Chasing that finish. Elbows raining down.
Oh! On the button!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he hurt him again!
He's out!
This is UFC Unfiltered. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Indeed, we are. And Chris, the producer.
Yes! Hi. Yes!
Well,
I'm super excited for today.
I can tell you're barefoot. Matt is barefoot.
Yeah, I am barefoot.
Eating a, what is that wafer thing?
That's a Power Crush bar.
Matt is in good spirits today.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so happy to see you.
I can't eat that. He said, do you mind if I... Matt goes, do you mind if I take my shoes off? I'm like, no, but I didn't know he meant socks, too.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it's like fucking doing radio with GSP. Barefoot.
I know, Jimmy. Jimmy, but I am excited to be here.
Well, and I'm happy
you know
what's
here. You know what was embarrassing that I was going to say? I'm happy I said it off air, but now I'm saying it on air because I'm very honest with our audience.
Yes, you are.
Is that I said, I'm so happy to see you, man. I'm happy you're back. And then I realized you already came back from your trip last week, and I seen you since you were away.
Yeah, we've done broadcasting together. Yes. We've bonded.
Yes, so that was my bad, Jimmy.
It's okay.
You know, we only missed one together.
Mine is bad too, though. I notice it when I'm talking about fight. I'll remember really weird shit.
Yeah,
like bizarre.
Don't tell me the weird shit. That's
no,
early.
But I mean, like stuff that I don't need to remember. Like you know, I'll forget who's the co-main of the card this weekend. But you'll talk about, like, you know, hey, remember when fucking Liddell fought Overeem in Pride? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he went to that show on a Chevy Impala. Like, I remember nonsense.
That's good. Well, that's good. Nothing. That's the good kind of weird shit. When you say, if somebody else said, oh, I remember weird shit, I'm like, oh.
And I called it a show and not a
when
fight.
When you say weird shit, I don't know what it could be.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, my memory is really weird. I don't know if that's just getting older or is it because I'm too distracted all the time, or am I a little ADD, or is information coming and going so quickly we don't know how to hold it anymore? We're all used to a computer being in front of us.
Yeah, that might be it. For me, it might be just getting older.
Yeah, part of it.
Part of it. Who knows about the other part? But listen, what everybody has been, and we're going to talk, we got Uriah Hall calling in.
Yeah, we do.
I'm looking forward to that. He's a friend of the show.
He's in Vegas right now. He's the co-main event this Sunday night from St. Louis. I mean, my agents, by the way,
go ahead.
Rogan's agents, who are my agents, are so good because Joe will go out there and do a Friday the night before a fight.
Okay.
Sunday is St. Louis. I'm doing St. Louis the following Friday, the 19th. That's good. After all, the UFC fans have come and gone.
Yeah, why don't you do it? You probably could schedule your
I don't know days. Why they don't.
Yeah, you should. That'd be great. You go to all of them.
Speaking of Joe Rogan.
I can't compete with Rogan. He'll sell out fast. I'm not going to hurt Joe's sales.
Nah,
he'll bury mine, but so what?
You're very loved, though.
He's
Jimmy.
Rogan.
Jimmy, you're very loved.
Oh!
Oh, God, my memory. What the hell was I just saying, Jimmy?
I don't know. I went, oh.
I started. When I get cut off. Oh, this is what I was going to say. I was going to say,
really
speaking
nice
of.
Toes.
Thank you so much. Oh, my nails might be long, though.
Really?
Speaking of Joe Rogan.
Like De Niro's hands and Angel Heart.
My buddy John Danaher, the brilliant jiu-jitsu coach, is going to be on the Joe Rogan experience.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I saw something about that.
And that's great because I like Johnny getting a lot of exposure. And I do think he's just one of the most brilliant jiu-jitsu minds on the planet.
He's going for his black belt?
Jimmy, he's
Did he ever fight?
No, he never fought. He never competed. But you know.
Now, would he teach a beginner, or is he too high level for beginner?
No, I'm sure he'll teach. Well, I think you only have so much hours in the day. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he's jam-packed with private lessons and, you know. I remember you could just see him. Sometimes you'll go to the Hensel Gracie Academy, and you'll see him off in a corner just like a towel, like laying on the off, to just taking a nap on the mats.
I envy
laying
anyone.
Like a little baby.
But he can sleep like that?
I guess he can.
But I envy anyone who can lay their head back. When I'm on a plane, I see somebody laying back with their hands on their chest sleeping.
You just want to teabag them.
Dude, of course I do. But how do you do it? I'm such a bad sleeper to lay back and just put your hand, like, I'm like, what life must be like? But I probably wouldn't be a comedian.
You're not one now.
Okay.
That's not true.
No, I know, but it'd be just cutting off haters. But I mean, I don't know what I'd be like if I could sleep like that. Like a guy that can lay on a jujitsu mat and take a nap.
Look across from you. That's what you'd be like.
Like you?
I nap like a baby.
Yeah, but I might feel too good about myself and be stable and normal and never have been a comic.
Well, right. But there's also no fear. Like, Matt can fall asleep, somebody wakes him up, he's just going to rip their arm off.
Yeah, so or they won't wake me up. They'll wake me up by stabbing my neck. I don't know.
Those giant toenails he's got.
You know, but I have my sunglasses on, so you don't really. I know, Jimmy. Is this embarrassing?
No, Nosferatu. It's fine. You know?
I'm sorry. Should I have not? When you said yes for me taking my boots off, I guess I should have said my socks.
I knew I'd talk about it. I don't mind.
Is this odd for you?
Not at all. You'll have Jimmy, to be like Martin Freeman in The Hobbit.
I know, like, when you texted me over the weekend, and Chris the producer and many other people, they asked, because they listened to that episode, they want to know about what profile name I chose for my vibe. And I know, Jimmy, and I told you, I told Chris, guys, just can you wait for this episode, this next episode? Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm showing you something.
Because people are giving names to me, and people are very upset with you, Jimmy.
Yeah?
They're very upset because they like Kimura Man. Hello.
Hello, Kimura Man from Junior Smith.
They
that
love
message
it.
Stunk.
They, no, Jimmy.
Ruined my weekend,
somebody,
Junior.
Somebody wrote, what about Kimura Man versus Pete Rose? What'd you say? Pete Burns, the superhero Pete Burns.
Did I make one up? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Pete Burns.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Is that a good one?
Oh, and yeah, the friends of the show remember.
Yeah.
Oh, it was funny.
Wait,
but anyway,
I'll tell you something about Glurgar Man.
They didn't like. So people were giving me. They were giving me some suggestions, you know. People say, no, forget Jimmy. I like Kimura Man 101. And I was going to go, you know what? Jimmy ruined it for me. No. You ruined my Kimura. I said Kimura Man, and I was all
stinks.
Happy. I looked at you, and you got so, like, disgusted.
It's awful.
Almost, you got more disgusted than that than looking at my feet.
Right? I'd rather have my screen name be Diarrhea Pile.
No, come on.
Than Kimura Man.
So then guys were giving me they were throwing some out there.
Okay.
And nothing stuck, but one stuck, and one of our listeners, I went to go find the thing, but it got lost in the mix. Come, ready for this?
Uh-huh.
A drum roll?
Is this what you went with?
This is what I went with.
Oh no.
So people can play with
me on the live. Matty Fat Feet.
What? What do you think? I got fat feet?
Yeah, big wide feet. You're very wide feet.
You know what they say about a guy with wide feet?
Exactly.
Girth.
Triple E shoes.
All right.
I have wide feet too. It's good for your balance probably too.
It is good for my balance.
People were suggesting Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, like a little bit of play on you.
That's not as bad. Right? Sodom and Gomorrah is not bad at all.
Calves and Gomorrah, somebody
terrible.
Said.
Terrible. Sodom and Gomorrah is funny. Yeah. It sums us both up.
People had some nice suggestions, but one stood out. And I go, I like that because I am that.
I know what it is.
What, Jimmy?
The Gomorrah chap.
No. Close, though. It does have Kimura in it. No, Jimmy, it's good.
Hold on, let me guess.
Think about this. Now, you're in the game, and you see this name pop up on the screen. Okay? You ready? Kimura Savage. Fucking Kimura Savage! Kimura Savage! Kimura Savage!
That's just Kimura Man.
Kimura Savage! No, come on, man, Jimmy! I was so happy. Fuck, first of all, screw you guys, because now I think no matter what I said, you'd go,
Sodom and Kimura is good.
Kimura, I'm a savage, I'm getting a Kimura. Yeah. Maybe I was high when I...
It's too on the nose.
I already,
it's very on the nose. Yeah. What do you think?
You don't like Kimura Savage. First of all, it's not like I'm changing my fucking name. Like
can you change it?
No, what?
Change to Kimura Savage.
No, I will not change it. I'm going to stand by Kimura Savage. I'm going to stand by it.
Kimura Man better.
No, I don't like it. Jimmy Kimura ruined that for me. And do not ruin this for me. I'm already, I played some games. I bonded. I helped guys get to the chopper being Kimura Savage.
Hey, guys, it's Kimura Man.
No, not Kimura Man.
Kimura Savage. Brother of Michael, the radio guy.
No.
You're going to have your own conservative talk show.
Savage as in Beast.
I'm Kimura Savage here talking about President Trump.
Kimura Beast. No, that's not as good. Kimura Savage. It just sounds nice.
I don't
nice.
Like Kimura.
Well, I like Kimura. What?
Sodom and Kimura I like.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's Sodom and Kimura.
Sodomy.
Funny. Yeah, well, yeah. It's
a play on words. You know, it's a play.
I don't like it. I don't like it, and it's right. my game, and I'll do what I want.
Well, congratulations on Kimura Savage. That's great.
Thank you. It was a listen to me. It wasn't easy.
How about Kimura Chameleon?
I fucking know. I don't think I like that one, and I don't think anybody likes that one. All right. But so anyway, that's what I went with.
Right.
So when I'm playing these games, I got this new one. It's called... Arizona Sunshine, where you're fucking killing some zombies. Not bad, but...
Is this in the virtual reality thing?
What do you think I'm talking about? What do you think I'm talking about? Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
Jimmy, can you get
in television?
No.
Remember in television?
What the fuck is it?
It was after Atari.
Oh, you plug something into the television?
It was like holding almost like a cell phone, but it was like it had buttons on it and just a circle. It's like the early 80s. Mid-80s.
Sounds like shit. What about those idiots who are like, oh, I like to go retro and I play my N64. Yeah, that's real fun.
Here's why. Because they were born, like, it's almost like the ones who want records. Stop with the fucking record resurgence.
Yeah.
It's because they've never held tangible music. A lot of them miss CDs too. They're young.
Yeah.
So they think that's cool to hold it and play it.
Yeah,
when do you get your first scratch? Watch how fast that fucking record player goes out the window. Records suck.
Yeah, dude,
the sound. Shut up.
Yeah. Nah, well, that's what people say, right?
It might be good. The crackle. I don't mind the crackle of an old album.
Yeah.
It's like the ritual of doing it.
Yeah, like the sound of it going, but they would skip. There's a Kiss song called Flaming Youth off Destroyer, 1976. There's a moment that skips. I still hear that fucking skip in my head from 40 years ago.
That's like when somebody like would do like a tape for you, a mixtape or something. Not that everybody has those now. And then like you'd have like the beginning of like a commercial from Z100 on there and you'd have that in your head from the song. Is that wrong?
Jim Florentine. By the way, the skip I'm talking about is there's a line that goes, I'm getting it together to break out of my cage. But the skip would go from breakout to cage. It would go to brage. The breakout of my cage would skip. It would just go brage. And I've been hearing it like that for years.
Yeah.
Jim Florentine, my friend's a comedian. He's really funny. You guys know Jim. If you don't know him, he's hilarious. When he would make mixtapes for his girlfriend years ago.
Okay.
But he would take fucking dice lines off of like The Day the Laughter Died and put them in. So he'd play like Take My Breath Away and then it'd be dice. You know, you ever eat a pussy in a big red chair and then another love story?
That's looking great.
Yeah, really funny. These awful, gross dice jokes.
Can we have Dice in here?
I would love.
He's got to be an MMA fan. He has to be.
He's a big Chip fan. He's been liking Chip stuff.
Now he doesn't want Dice.
Yeah,
anymore.
He does. I love Dice. Dice changed my life. He's one of my favorite people. I would have Dice anywhere, anytime he wanted to.
Don't get me. I'm happy that Chip. I'm happy. I'm sorry.
Chip's.
I'm happy.
You will come on the Chip podcast
because Chip is very popular,
and you're very popular.
And I'm happy because
I want you on that podcast.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Listen, I'm not
you
saying
guys
very
laugh
popular,
together.
But people have been talking about my orc acting. My what?
Yeah.
My acting.
I did watch it, by the way. You were great.
Did you watch it?
I did.
It was really good, man.
Oh, you got, wait, hold on. Uh-huh. Thank you, Chris, the producer, because I believe that you watched
it. Yeah.
Hello, Jim Norton.
What?
You fucking bastard.
I thought it was good. I can't enjoy it.
I can watch an hour special. You can't give me 3.5 minutes.
I saw it.
You fucking Jimmy, you're a bad liar.
I know.
You're an awful liar.
I know.
That's hysterical.
I asked Chris. I did say this, though. I did ask Chris to send me a link, and he didn't.
That's... Nonsense.
Well, listen, I'm not gonna say I'm hurt. I'm just saying you don't have to watch it.
I want to watch it. I just forget.
You don't have to watch it.
I was busy this weekend.
Kimura Savage.
Should
I get t-shirts made up?
Yeah, get Kimura Savage t-shirts made up. That's a great
Kimura
idea.
Man. Well, I'm gonna change it back to. I'm gonna change Kimura Man because you hate. Sodom what do you like better?
Sodom and Kimura.
I don't like that.
Yeah, Sodom and Kimura.
I like Kimura Lad.
First of all, I'm not a lad. And don't disrespect the Kimura like that. The Kimura is a powerful
Kimura chap.
Did you ever see that fight with Frank Mir versus Minotauro?
I did.
Did you really, though?
Yes, we're at Raw. Oh, yeah,
you won't be laughing at a Kimura on the if you're on the receiving end of that.
Dude, a Kimura's a very, very violent, vicious.
Listen, nobody wants the elbow snapped, but nobody wants a dislocated shoulder.
Show me how you put it to a Kimura, but don't do it hard.
No, you know what's going to happen.
Just show me
it's
gently.
It's going to go behind your back.
Show me gently.
I'm going to touch the back of your head with your hand.
Can you show me gently?
It's going to be rough.
Why? Show me gently.
Nah, it's the gentle art, though. Here I come.
I know. Don't do it hard. Okay. I need my arms. Yeah. Now, hold on. Matt's doing it. Now, oh, already he's got my wrist. Oh, boy. He's got my wrist.
Look what I do. Look what I glue the elbow to my chest. So all that's moving is your hand.
Yeah, my elbow is on his chest. Oh.
Why are you getting up?
Because I'm going to try to do a somersault.
Rip that fucking thing.
I want to somersault out of my Kimura.
It would be amazing if you got out of it.
Can you imagine if I was just a natural and I somersaulted behind him?
Yeah, would you give him a blue belt or something if he got out of it?
The cookie I ate made me almost a little psychotic, and I was at it for a second. I had a glimpse of ripping that arm off and beating Krista Producer to death with it. But then I stopped.
That's fine.
And I said, come on. I get mellowed out.
What cookie?
What? Christmas cookies. Jimmy, I'm so happy to be here.
So what is the way to get out of that when someone's doing that?
Well, see how you said to roll out with it? Because you're going to try to go with the pressure. But what happens is when I have that, when I'm on top of you and I distribute my weight the right way, you can't roll out.
Right.
You're done. You can't sit up because I got my weight on you properly. So you're just getting that arm off. If the weight's not proper, guys can maybe roll out or offset your balance. But even
Nogueira was trying to do? He was trying to roll out of it.
Who's that now?
When Mir snapped his arm, he was trying to roll out.
He did. Yeah, he did roll out because when Frank had it first, Frank was on his back. So a guy could potentially roll out, and you could either get on top and finish, which he eventually did, but I believe he did a couple of rolls. But
right.
Frank, being a master in jiu-jitsu, he's a black belt, seasoned black belt, he knew. He didn't just let it go when he got on top. He kept it behind his back. So as he continued to roll, he just rolled with him. He kept that arm behind his back until he got, settled in with it.
You see that on the computer?
Yeah, I can pull it up. Yeah, Mir ended up in side control
It's one of the most brutal.
I remember it.
It's one of the most brutal. You'll see the.
That
actual,
wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was a while.
A couple years ago.
I'm gonna say 8 years ago.
Was it that long?
Can you get the date?
No way.
I don't think it was 8 years.
Oh yeah. Well, you guys are so cool.
I'm gonna guess three.
I'm gonna say
three max.
Three, my ass. That thing. All right. Maybe eight's a little much. But I'm gonna go eight. Even though it's.
You brought this up before, though, Matt. Like, why don't I feel like it is a great defense when you're up against the cage or whatever, like to just try to grab that arm and threaten with the Kimura.
Well, sometimes against the cage, if you go for it on the wrong side, the side where the head is, it's a short arm and a long arm. If you go for it, the short arm, when the head's in the middle, you could lose position and you can't finish it properly.
Right.
But if you take it away and you bring your hips and your knees away from his head and you attack that arm, that's different. You get that behind his back, right. He's screwed.
It was 2011, so you're close. It was seven.
Wow, I cannot believe that's 6.5 years ago. Wow,
I like that you didn't say 7 years. How many years is it?
Well, I mean, it's 2018. It's January.
Okay.
Yeah, so you figure six years.
So, I mean,
wow.
Close.
Right. I mean, I'm stunned.
I knew it was a while ago, but, time flies when you're,
watching
people rip Kimuras.
I want to see
I'm telling you, it's and let people know where they can watch it.
Well, you got to go on Fight Pass.
Fight Pass, of course.
I was on Fight Pass. What's the
Fight Pass is an amazing.
Did you just go Frank Mir versus? Oh, look at that.
Yeah, just type in Frank Mir. You go to his bouts. It's UFC 140.
It's amazing.
I was just watching a bunch of Tim Sylvia fights, which, by the way, we have a 6 Degrees featuring Tim Sylvia later if you want to do it.
Well, he already gave us.
Oh, really? You got to. I'll play, guys. Guys, everybody calm down. I'll play the game. I'm not shitting on his games.
Let's see.
Now, look, Minotauro, right now, it's 219 of the first round. Okay.
He dropped him.
And now he should push on his head. And hindsight's 20-20, by the way. Frank's almost out. But Minotauro's punching him on the
floor.
Boy,
Herb Dean, too, is really not. Mir's got his left arm.
He goes for a guillotine, and now he ends up on top, which is great. So far, Minotauro's doing phenomenal. But now it's going to get into a little
what
bit
is Mir's
saying? Frank messed with his base. Now, Frank ended up on top.
Yeah, Frank's on
now,
top.
Now, Frank Mir is on top of Minotauro.
Now he's got the arm trapped.
Now he's got the arm. No, he doesn't have the Kimura yet, though. So now he has the Kimura. Look, what happened was Minotauro went for his back.
He doesn't have the Kimura yet.
No. Yes, he does.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Is he holding his arm? Oh, yeah.
He had it. And now look, now he has it on top, but Minotauro's able to sit up.
He's and that's the key to sit up?
Oh, wait, does he sit up here? Yes, he does. Yeah. He sits up, but he keeps it behind his back. Now he's settled. Now it's done. He should be tapping. He does it.
This is the worst.
It popped out.
You see it snap.
Look at it. Look at it just dangling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he ruined his
Did he break
shoulder.
His arm or just pop it out?
Oh, no. He had to get a steel plate put in his shoulder.
What a tough motherfucker, man.
You know, I thought it was he rolled out more. It was only once.
Yeah, I thought it was a different.
But you know what it was? He went for a duck under, and he left the arm out there. And you get a guy this size, who's you know, you think that's the first Gamora he ripped? Huh?
I'm gonna guess no.
Jimmy?
He probably did that in practice earlier. They probably showed him that like the day of.
He's ripped thousands of Gamoras, sure. I'm sure.
Right.
So it's so funny. Minotaur would have just backed out and invited
him. And he dropped him too.
Yeah, Minotaur planted some on him. Look.
Wow. He's doing Mirror the funky was chicken, almost man. Out on his feet.
Yeah, dude. I do that at weddings.
But that's what makes Mirror so dangerous.
People. Matt punches people at weddings.
Shit.
So does he have it right there?
Yes, he has it.
He does, okay.
And he passes over beautifully with his legs.
Do you think Minotaur knows what he's going for? Do you think he knows he's in trouble?
Oh, God, man.
That's the crazy thing about Mir, too. He's known to be a guy that's not afraid to just break your shoulder.
Oh,
break your
leg. He'll do it.
Oh, he did tap right there. He did tap after it was broken.
It's ugly. I turned this thing off.
It's on the other side. I didn't think Herb Dean saw it.
Oh, wait, one more time.
Watch him. Can you see him tap? Wait.
He's thinking about it. You see his hand, his left hand. He's thinking about it.
I'm not watching.
He tapped well after.
Yeah, he did on the top. Okay. No, he's doing it during too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, it's about as nasty as you can get. Boy, now, what do you think of the nickname, Gamora Savage?
I think it should be Frank Mir's nickname if he plays the game. What is he doing, Frank Mir? He left UFC. I wanted to have him on the show.
Now.
Oh, he is. All right.
look at Chris.
Is he fighting or just doing broadcast?
He's going to have a fight. Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, good for Frank.
I like Frank Mir.
I like Frank too. You know, Frank's I like a good him. Dude, and I love Gamoras.
He had a podcast or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd plug it too. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Dude, I listen to none.
Don't say that. I'm happy he's doing well, though. Because I know you guys are friends.
He doesn't like me.
I listen to Joe's stuff like on YouTube. Like I hear so I'll watch a whole episode or I'll listen to, they're long though, a lot of them. So I'll watch it'll be like, yo, Joe talking to this one about this. And I'll be like, oh, I want to see that.
Joe's a really good talker. He's a comfortable talker. I've said that before. He's a very comfortable.
Yeah, that's an art form.
No rush.
It's a skill.
I started one podcast with him. It was the beginning. The beginning of it.
Really?
And people yelling, like, "Why are you texting? Why are you talking to Rogan?" What happened was the beginning of the podcast. He's being conversational with his. He doesn't go like we're going to start. He's just having a conversation with his producer.
Right.
And they're looking on the phone, finding some topics, and I'm just doing a couple last minute things. We hadn't even started, and then you just begin flowing. Like we're just talking before the show and all of a sudden you're in the podcast.
Ah.
That's how good he is at it. Like you really, I've done it many times.
Yeah.
And you just don't, you know, I didn't even
realize. Sometimes if it's
when
just,
we touch.
Sometimes.
I'm going to call you Raya, by the way.
Yeah.
If it's just me, I'm like, what if I just run out of shit? Like questions and stuff. It never really happens.
You can always talk about others. You know, it's hard sometimes.
I know.
Like I'm going to ask Uriah about his new year.
This is what I think. This is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to tell you, Raya, too. Vitor's training with, Fahaz...
Fahaz
Sahabi. You don't trust I'm going to say it right?
Yeah, I had faith
Fahaz
in you.
Fahaz Sahabi. I believe he's going to make like he's going to stand. And I'm not trying to be like, ooh, you owe Notre Dame, but he's going to look to take him down.
Hey, Uriah, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good to talk to you. This is Jim and Matt.
What's up, Uriah?
Now, you're in Vegas right now?
I'm in California. I'm actually heading back to Vegas right now.
Oh, okay. Where were you for the holiday? What did you do?
I was training.
That's nice. I feel bad for anyone that has a fight in like early January because you can't enjoy Christmas or New Year, right? You just gotta work through it. Do you cheat at all on the food?
I'm not really, but I don't really celebrate that. To be honest, maybe when I have kids, I'll get out of that funk. But it's a long story. Not a Christmas guy. I'm not into holidays. I believe that every day is a holiday, and I'm not doing all that shit on one day.
Oh, okay.
I like that, though, Uriah, because that could have been a negative statement, but you're like, every day is a holiday, and that's what I like about it. That's it. It's positive attitude.
Yes. Was Christmas, were the holidays rough for you, if you grew up and you don't have a lot of money, was it hard for you to see other kids celebrating?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was a Seventh-day Adventist as a kid. You know, I was brought into that world, so I didn't understand it. My family couldn't celebrate the holidays for that reason. And as I grew up, I started to say, well, why do I even need to do it? of course, being a kid, when you see other kids getting presents and new stuff and New Year's come and you go back to school with the same stuff, they making fun of you, you're mad. I just grew up with that attitude that I hated it, and I just started to understand it, that I don't need one specific day to do all these things. But then, of course, you know, people say, well, you know, we don't have time to do that because your family's all over the place, and that one time is accommodated to. I just don't buy into it, man. But like I said, maybe when I have kids, I'll be like, oh, there you go. Man, yeah. I'll give you this shit.
Because they enjoy it. But look, you know, hey, look, it turned you into a killer. You know, it made your life good in the end because you wound up fighting, and it all worked out well.
It all worked out well.
So why'd you go back to California? Do you go back and forth between there and Vegas, or was there a specific reason you went to California?
Well, if I can go all the way back, Dana was the one that told me to move out to Vegas. He said, hey, man, you're paying for all that weather. So I was like, yeah, pretty much. I have to leave in New York. But it's 4 hours away. I love the beach. I drove down to see the beach. In the midst of that, I hang out with friends, and just a positive reinforcement to remind myself that what I'm doing is fun, and I like that.
Sure.
And I'm just going back.
Do you ever train on the beach the way, like when Rocky and Apollo had that race in Rocky 3? Did you ever race a friend? Did you ever wear very short shorts and race a friend on the beach?
I thought about it, but after seeing that scene, I'm like, nah, not in this generation. I'll definitely go viral on TMZ. So, no.
So when you go back to California, you don't just relax. You actually do train for a little while.
I train. You know, wherever I go, I'm always training. If I'm in New York, I'm training. For me, as a martial artist, you never graduate, you know? So I'm always progressing training. California is just a really nice view and environment to train. You know, like I said, I just love the beach. It's one of the reasons why I moved there first. I just love it. I hate the traffic, though. Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Is it worse than New York traffic?
You know what? I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. So Vegas traffic is just terrible. It's like all old people who can't drive. Yes, I said it. Old people that can't drive, they just do things. You're like, you're not supposed to do that. California is just aggressive. They just don't care. Like, yeah. You're going to die. Going into California traffic is like a Grand Theft Auto video game. Just try to survive and get from point A to point B. New York traffic, we just don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, I'm going to stop in front of you, and there's nothing you can do. You can honk. Hey, what are you doing? You know, back and forth. But, hey.
Don't get upset about, insulting the old people. I mean, what the fuck are they going to do?
Exactly.
I seen you on the mitts on your Instagram. I like that. Who are you working with? Because you look like a freaking ninja. And those old people, I seen that. No old people. They could jump. A whole old age home could jump you, and I guarantee you'll be like Chuck Norris in that bitch. Who are you working with in that Instagram post?
So that was Eric Nixick, you know, one of my coaches here in Vegas. So I've been training at Extreme Couture for a while now. And, you know, again, with the passing of Robert Fallis, who was devastated to me too and many others, it plays an effect. He was like the sensei to most of us. And Eric was one of the coaches as well. And, you know, he's just been elevating my game. You know, he doesn't take anything away. He doesn't try to change me. And we're just adding to it. And I literally feel like a ninja.
Wow. So it's always nice to hear when somebody changes and then it actually works.
Yeah. That's it.
Now, with Vita Belfort, Styles make fights. Now, when I heard of this fight, I'm like, that is going to be, talk about ninjas. That's going to be a stand-up battle. But then I got to thinking. And now Vitor's been around a while, and he likes to stand up with pretty much everybody. I feel now, since he's been hanging out with Fahad Zahabi over there in Canada, why are you going to grab the mic like I'm not going to say it?
No,
right?
You nailed it.
Yeah, he did. That's
why
right.
Why do you don't believe in me, motherfucker?
You got it.
Fuck.
That's anyway, right. Chris, no, you're right. The mic.
Yo, if you were here, Uriah, you would have seen Chris Peduzzi get all nervous when I was going to say Fahad Zahabi's name, and he's going to grab like he doesn't believe in me. Yeah. Takes me right out of what the fuck I was going to say.
Yeah.
But listen,
it'd be like if you're going to pick something up and someone went to spot you.
The
and,
fuck.
But it was really light, like a cruller. So you're going to pick a cruller up, and someone goes to spot you. Like,
and I nailed it. But listen,
100%. Say it again.
Don't fucking ruin. Bahas Sahabi. You're making me fuck up now. But anyway,
you're doing good.
I expect Vitor to make like he's gonna stand, and as soon as he can, look to fucking take Uriah to the ground because that's what they're looking to do. I guarantee. Now listen, What do I know? But that's, I'm sure you're like, hey, dude, it's MMA, motherfucker, of course. But what do you, what's your gut going into this? With that,
you know what? Coming into the MMA game, I was undefeated kickboxing. I retired from that at a young age because as a martial artist, I love a challenge. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to mix it up. I'm kind of looking forward to see if he can take me down. And if he does, that's great. I'm looking for him to put it together. I'm definitely going to put it together. I'm starting to learn how to put it together. But I did notice that once he went out of his way to go to that gym, I suspect it's not going to be an easy camp. You know, they're looking for more strategic things. But I'm learning how to come into that element. You know, it was a little rough of a camp. I mean, some stuff happened, and people don't ever see the fight behind the scenes. You know, they see the fight in the camp. And you know what, man? I got over that hump, and I just feel really good. I feel very positive. There's nothing bad I can say to this guy. It's a great opportunity to go up against a legend. That's how I look at it. It's not about collecting a name on a resume for me. It's about just, you know, saying, wow, I grew up watching you, and now I'm actually at that level. So in a way, it's like you made it. I mean, I'm excited. Whatever he brings to the table, I'm sure 100% I'm confidently ready.
And where do you think, what do you think it does to you in the division too? Because you're number 11, he's number 12. You know, you righted the ship with Jocko after a couple of losses. So what do you think happens? Let's say you win this fight. I know you can't look beyond Vitor Belfort, but if you win this fight, you know, no, GSP is out of the division. What do you think, where do you think this places you?
Man, listen, what was I when I beat Gegard Mousasi? I don't even know where I was ranked, but he was ranked number 5. And they put me up number 10. I think it was around that time that I realized that I can't rely on a bunch of people to sit in a room and give me a number. I got to tell myself what number I am. But, you know, with the politicking, if they say, well, these guys, he did good, let's throw him another top 10 or top 5, that's fine, man. I'm not looking for those guys to give me a number and tell me what to do. I'm learning now you got to kind of play the game. Doesn't mean I've got to, you know, start talking shit because I respect all these guys, but I'm not down for the bullshit anymore, man. Whatever they think, that's their opinion.
Well, I would like to see you make a run and get a shot at the title. I would like to see that very much. So it might be like one or two fights. What's that?
I would love that too. If anything, I would love to go up against Luke. He's one of those guys I just really want to just punch in the face, but. You gotta climb the ramp.
Luke Rockhold, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Not that there's another Luke in the
division. Who's Luke? Who's Luke fighting? He has a fight coming up, doesn't he?
Against Whitaker.
All right, okay. And when are they fighting?
I think Whitaker's gonna beat him. I know Whitaker's gonna beat him. Whitaker is just scrappy, and he's different. Luke's just got that length. He's got a good left kick. I don't know how he gets away with it, and I think that's it. I don't really see too much. He just got his length. And to beat someone that's long, you just got to take it away. I can see Robert beating them.
You can.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can see Robert Whittaker beating a lot of people. I mean, he's tremendous.
Listen, I don't take anything from Robert. He beat me, too. I don't feel I was at my best when he beat me. So, but again, respect to the guy for doing that.
What do you think about the recently announced Yoel Romero versus David Branch fight?
Man, what a great matchup. I mean, I haven't seen too much of David Branch. I know that, he likes to take you to deep waters a little bit. I don't see him standing and banging. But Yoel, athleticism, man, I think it's going to play a part. The guy is just unpredictable. He's like an old man with a young body. You're like, how is this possible? So,
it's explosive.
I see maybe Yoel taking that. But no, I can't take it away from Branch because he's scrappy. He's from New York, so I got to throw that in there.
How old is Romero? Is he 39 or 40?
He's 38.
38?
I'm not positive yet.
But he moves like he's 25. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh. Chris, the producer's looking for it.
And what time are you getting into Vegas?
I believe I get in like 2 hours. It's like a 4-hour drive.
He's 40. Wow.
He's 40, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Uriah, are you still... Listen, this is going to be a funny thing to say to another man. Are you still playing video games or no? Do you play?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yes! I get goofed on here. Let me ask you something.
Yeah,
could
ask
you,
him.
Could you be totally honest with me, though, as a friend?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, listen, I had to change my new name on my Vive, my profile for my video game, because it was my wife's name. Jimmy, stop, Jimmy.
I'm sorry.
He's going to know you don't like it already.
I do like it.
So I had to think of a name. So I let the fans think of it, right? So it now listen, people know my love of Kimuras. You know, I don't know if you know that, but I love Kimuras. Now this is the name. Now you be honest. First, your gut is what you think of it.
Okay.
Kimura Savage.
Kimura Savage.
Tell me what you, that name pops up in the lobby. You're about to go on a Call of Duty mission, onward and Vive. But you're about to. The name pops up. Wow, that's a. What do you think?
You know, I like it. I think whatever you're trying to throw out there, but a lot of guys are going to understand the savage part, especially if they don't know MMA or the jiu-jitsu background. They're going to be like Kimura.
Oh,
but
I don't.
The savage part. That's gonna bring it back. Maybe like a sense to be like. Coming for that Kimura because I'm a savage or some shit like that.
That's see, not you, Uriah's a really nice guy.
What? No, come on.
Let me tell you something.
Well, tell him what I first thought of.
Uriah, when that pause, when you first said here's what that pause was. He was looking for a pole to drive into. He hated it. Uriah's just a good dude and he didn't want to say he hated it.
But no, I like it. Okay. I like it.
Matt, tell him the first one.
Well, listen, I was thinking of a name. So, like I said the last time, like before I let the fans or the friends of the show get involved, I go, what do you think of Kimura Man? And Jimmy didn't like it at all. Jimmy hated it. Man. That's not good, Kimura Man, right, Uriah?
All right, you know what? I'm going to be really honest. really honest. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing. First off, any name that you put, you just gotta own it, Matt.
Thank you. Yes.
Anybody.
This is why I like Uriah. This is why he's my buddy and a friend of the show. He's backing me up.
No, he's not.
You just gotta own it, man.
Thank you. I should have stuck with Kimura Man 101. But hey, listen, Kimura Savage on Vive. I'm sticking with that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Uriah. That's worth it for this phone call alone.
Uriah's a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
You got to get that vibe, man. We could be hanging out in the Oasis.
Yeah.
I call it the Oasis. There's a new movie coming out called Ready Player One, and it's about the virtual reality game. They call it the Oasis. They go into the Oasis. I'm losing
it. Oh, everybody. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yes!
I'm right with you, buddy.
Yeah.
He's a movie guy.
I want to see that movie.
It does look good. I think it was a book, too. Ready Player One. Jimmy, you ever hear about that book?
I have not, no.
No?
No. But, you know, Kimura Dude and I are really happy that you called in.
Oh, listen, a lot of people are into that now.
Hey, you're right. Can I ask you, man, have you been training at the Performance Center for this camp?
Yes. I've been there every day. You know, I just added to it. I train extreme. You know, we work on our stand-up a lot. Of course, we implement our ground game. I'm still working my ground game because, you know, you got to put it together. It's MMA and a lot of people don't know. I'm getting better, man. I'm so confident with that. I hope he takes me there so I can just be like, hey, bro, that was a bad idea.
Well, but, what's got to be discouraging is that you look at fights like your first Musasi fight and your last – who's the last fight? Christoph, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what you weathered down there and what you had to overcome to just come back and put people to sleep. That's got to be discouraging. For Mr. Zahabi's got to be fucking, you know, taking that into consideration.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm getting fuel here, and I don't even know how to use this thing. yeah, man. I'm. You know what? I learned from my little brother Malik. You know, he's like, listen, man. No one needs to see that you're getting your craft better. You know, work on your craft alone. Practice that stuff when no one's watching, and just surprise them. So. I'm just looking to surprise him.
And Jimmy's confirming that is your blood brother, Malik. Not Malik. We went over this before. It's not really your little brother sometimes.
But he's my brother from another mother.
Yes.
My brother.
That's what I call Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Do. Matt calls me his kid sister.
But he has credentials, though. He has a lot of credentials.
Oh, fuck.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, good luck, man. If we don't talk to you before then, we probably won't. But we'll talk to you after. You got to come back in when you're in New York.
Oh,
you're always welcome,
guys. It's always a pleasure, man. I love you guys.
We love you. We love you more since you didn't kill my Kimura Savage name.
Here's the silence.
Hey, own that shit, man.
I will, buddy. I will.
All right. Man. On behalf right, of buddy. Myself and Kimura fella, we will. Good luck on Sunday. We'll see you soon, all right?
Take care, Uriah.
See you, buddy.
All right.
He's awesome.
That silence made me so happy.
He's great. Ooh. If we need a third guy, he's moving back. I don't know. He lives out there now, Cali. Right. Oh, man, Jimmy. Jimmy, I'm crying, Jimmy. Don't. Remind me not to shake your right hand.
I just do the fist bump. My dick was dangling.
I know. You're shifting it, Jimmy.
Yeah. Support for UFC Unfiltered comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They understand that home plays a big role in your life and family. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home loan. It's simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Whether you're looking to buy your first home or 10th, with Rocket Mortgage, you get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. It's convenient. Our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage at the touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/unfiltered. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 33.
What up, everybody? This is CJ McCollum from the Portland Trail Blazers. And here's a little taste of what we talked about on this week's Pull Up podcast. Very special mini post-Game 7 episode of Pull Up. An epic Game 7 in Denver.
37 points, back-to-back, essentially closeout buckets. Why were you so successful last night?
I think it just really came down to my demeanor and mindset. Empty the clip, leave nothing out there. I wanted to say I did everything in my power, and I left all my bullets out there on the court and didn't bring anything home.
How do you shift to a completely new animal, an absolute monster in the Warriors?
In the playoffs, it just comes down to X's and O's and execution more so than anything else. The Warriors aren't going to run a lot of plays. They're going to run a lot of misdirection out of timeouts and late clock situations. But most of it's going to be mid-pick and roll. It's going to be pin downs and flares and things of that nature for Klay and Steph. And a lot of transition. So you have to guard the three-point line, get back in transition, and make it as difficult as possible on them. Don't forget to
pull up.
Subscribe and listen every week on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
After a stressful game, it's only natural to need some well-deserved rest. Upgrade your current sleep situation because Mattress Firm is offering the best bed deal of the year. Get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price for savings of up to $700. Plus, take home a free adjustable base up to a $699 value. That's $699 for free. You'll only find these deals during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. So don't miss your chance to start sleeping like a pro. Shop now at mattressfirm.com/sale. There's nothing worse than being uncomfortable in bed. It's horrible. You're not rested the next day. You suck at work. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is offering the best bed deal of the year. Save up to $700 when you get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price. Plus, take home a free adjustable base that's up to a $699 value free. Visit mattressfirm.com/sale for more details. So now what were you saying about a 6 degrees of separation between, who is it and Khabib?
Well, I only gave you a little hint. It's Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Don't say his name so perfectly.
All right.
You're like the Alex Trebek.
Khabib. Yeah. I can't not say it now. Khabib Nurmagomedov to Tim Sylvia.
Can I just say something?
Sure, yeah.
I thought we put this game to bed.
We did, it stinks.
But why are we still doing this game?
Do, because I believe that you can do it. And if you do it, you're going to be happy about
guys,
it.
Guys, say it again. Who is it?
I'll say Khabib, okay? Khabib Nurmagomedov to Tim Sylvia.
To Tim Sylvia.
Yeah, and this is probably easier to go from Tim Sylvia backwards. Because there's one person that...
I'm covering up my feet, Jimmy.
You
can
do it. Jimmy, I want you to do it.
Jimmy, just don't touch your cock when I'm touching my feet.
No, I won't. I won't touch my cock for 6 hours after you touch your feet.
I got to clip my big toenail.
No, you don't. What's wrong with that? These are nice.
I'm not playing this game. He's not playing. I am not playing this game. He hates the... I hate it too.
You drink
more. Listen to me. Ready? It goes like this. In order. Chip Chipperson. I fucking hate that little fuck. I'm happy he's doing well for your,
he likes
your
you.
Buddy. Yeah. I hate the fact that you guys don't like Kimura, man. That irks the hell out of me because I really
I love it. It's great.
I was good. Don't.
I love Kimura, man.
Chip loves it.
Kimura Savage is fucking cool.
And I hate this fucking game. I hate it.
You don't like it?
6 degrees. Because you're not doing it. You're not doing it without a computer. Did you how did you think of this one? Were your computer or no?
Well, yeah, of course. But I had it. But I said I was watching Tim Sylvia fights.
And then you type it up. Let me see who he fought. And let me see who he fought. And we'll go. We'll do a little fucking.
Well, I thought. I go, Tim Sylvia, you know, I'm watching these fights. Then I, obviously Khabib is like very popular right now. So I figured there's probably
I used to have beef with Tim Sylvia.
Really?
Yeah, he's a bit of an asshole.
Oh.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. I think because I had problems with Matt Hughes back in the day. He would just chime in. Yeah. And then one time my buddy Pete Drago got knocked out by like Scott Smith, and he said some stuff about Drago for no reason. He's just like a big dope.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not a big fan. And then after the Anderson Silva fight when he snapped his leg and they released something in the corner where I said something, he said something like, he's always been a disrespectful shit or something pretty nasty.
Right.
And it's like, dude, I didn't mean to disrespect anybody. But you're a fucking asshole.
You didn't know he hurt himself that bad.
No, I didn't know he hurt anybody. But the other guy's just a fucking wet jerk off.
You don't like Tim Sylvia?
I could care less for him.
He's big, though.
Ah, come on, Jimmy. Don't make me giggle, Jimmy. Listen.
I don't know him.
No?
Yeah,
not many people do.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the last fight I watched was when Randy Couture beat him up for 5 rounds.
The last fight I watched with him was when he fought a boxer named Ray Mercer.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Sylvia did?
Yeah.
Oh,
Ray Mercer fucking slapped him.
Did they box?
He slapped him.
Were they boxing?
He overhanded him and fucking double legged him.
But in a boxing?
It was an MMA match.
Oh, Tim put him down.
No! Tim fell down like a big redwood.
No.
What?
Ray Mercer, the boxer, beat Tim
Could you
Sylvia?
Please Google that to make sure I'm not making shit up?
No, because, no. Randy Couture did it to James Toney.
Listen, Jimmy, this is all I watch. All I watch is fucking hand-to-hand combat.
Is Ray Mercer a lifelong MMA guy or no?
All I watch is hand-to-hand combat.
There's no way he beat Tim Sylvia the way.
Really? In an MMA match?
He double-legged him.
You don't think that happened?
Ray Mercer?
You think I made that up?
I think it's the cookie. Yes.
You think it's the cookie.
Wow. I've never heard that.
Wait, yo.
Yep, he has an upset one-punch knockout victory over former UFC heavyweight champion Tim Sylvia in 2009.
Under who? Who beat him?
Ray Mercer.
Thank you. Okay.
No,
people, we don't get lists. That's not necessary. That is not necessary.
No,
that's not necessary because listen. What? I was right.
You are. Okay. Where did it happen?
You have to interrupt the audience clapping for me.
Huh?
Jimmy didn't believe me.
No.
He thought I ate a silly cookie.
No,
I was wrong.
I didn't. I thought that Couture and Tony was the first one.
Well, this was not in the UFC, but this was in 2009 in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but it was an MMA match.
It was an MMA match.
Okay.
I wasn't sure.
God, listen to me. He's double legged him. Yeah. He hit him, and as he's going down, he fucking shot in and was taking him down.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Yes? Yo, does Ray Mercer have a wrestling background?
I just
that's
even better
that?
If
Let's
he did
bring that up.
Let's bring that up.
I would love to. I did not know that.
How does anybody else get this excited to hang out with you, Jimmy?
No one. Right. No one's even happy to see me.
Jimmy, I hope if this show one day crashes and burns, one way fades away, it's safe to say we'll be FaceTiming at least once a week.
Yeah, we're friends. Legitimate friends.
Or maybe
friends.
We'll play like Onward together in virtual reality.
It looks like he has a kickboxing background, not a wrestling
background. Oh, okay.
No? Yeah, right.
But maybe he does something.
So then
who
he got
knows?
Taken down by Eilis. I don't know why. This is not a big bashing of...
I know, now you're mad at Tim.
Well, listen. Well, first of all, the guy should thank me because people will be like, who's that guy? And they'll look him up and go, the guy fought. Man. So he'll get some fucking followers on whatever he's on. But listen to me. I can't get along with everybody.
No.
Get along with you guys. I get along with Johnny in the next room.
Sure. Well, what about the... All right, so you don't like the 6 degrees. What if we did...
Holy fuck. No, wait. First of all, you're wrong about the not liking.
You hate
it. I fucking hate it.
All right. I was going to say...
Wait, Jimmy came back. Jimmy, looks like you just left
I'm
prison.
I'm right here, buddy. I'm listening.
Okay.
We watched Frank Mir versus Minotauro.
Okay.
What if we did that at like the end of a show? What if we picked like a classic fight, watched the
it's
round?
It's not really a game, but it's something
and
fun.
You guys could do a little commentary
it's
on it, whatever.
Fun.
Well, there's very few things people like more than listening to people watch fights.
Well, they could sync it up with
you
their
fight
pass.
That is true.
Jimmy,
that's not a bad idea.
I was thinking of his idea and I was backing it up. Then you jumped in, and now you know what I think of that idea?
No.
Yeah, fuck
no, it. Works.
Watching
it works.
That at the end. What's the matter with you?
Hold on. You don't like the 6 degrees.
Oh, God, Jimmy.
You don't even want to know how it's possible between
two? I'll listen. Degrees? If okay. you say, how about this? It's just a fun fact. Hey, why don't we call okay. it the fun fact portion of the show?
All right.
Not you say it, and then me and Jimmy look at each other and go, hey, he fought this guy once.
But you could do it. I bet if you wanted to do it, you could do it. But
give
you
me the computer. I'll do it in 2 seconds. Jimmy, too. It'll be a race. Who could Google it? Fucking face? I don't know. Chris, the producer, if I did that, you're going to sit here, and I don't think you're going to get it.
Well, what do you mean? Oh, like me personally? No, it's hard to. I mean, you'd have to think about it, but you've seen every event.
I know, but I mean, it's kind of.
Let's hear the start.
Start
with Tim Sylvia.
Let's do it.
So Tim Sylvia, like I mentioned, fought Randy Couture at heavyweight.
Okay.
Randy Couture beat him, took the title.
Okay.
So from Randy Couture to Tim Sylvia, you go to Randy Couture versus Vitor Belfort at light heavyweight.
Okay.
Vitor fought Kelvin Gastelum at middleweight.
Go ahead before I chime in.
Kelvin Gastelum fought Neil Magny at welterweight. Neil Magny fought Rafael Dos Anjos at welterweight. And RDA fought Khabib at lightweight.
And why couldn't you, Jimmy? You couldn't get that off the top of your fucking dick?
I had that. I had every one of those.
Yes?
Except for Khabib. I just want RDA to Tim Sylvia.
This is what you got to think of.
It's just too hard. Okay.
Well, you got to think
Really, because you, if you any many, fighter you think of, you have to go through all their fights.
That's what Jimmy. Right. I was about.
And how many have jumped weight class? That's a really hard game. Okay. It's not like movies.
You took away all my points, Jimmy.
Movies are a little easier because there's so many people. But each fight, you got to go. Did he fight this one? Did he fight that one? Yeah. Did he fight?
Listen to me.
What?
What'd you just say? Movies?
Yes. He said movies.
What'd you say? Movies? Did you say movies?
Oh, are you waiting for some kind of cue? Yeah.
Because I went to the movies.
Okay.
That's me, Jimmy. I got my socks on now, Jimmy.
Thank God.
All right? Just stay together with me,
What'd
Jimmy.
What'd you say? I'm right here.
Okay. This weekend, I took the family, okay, and Zia Marie. That's my wife's sister. We call her
Zia. Clockwork Orange.
No, Jimmy. Okay. No. My three little girls.
Okay.
And we took. Now, don't judge me, guys.
The Godfather.
No, now listen to me. Pitch Perfect 3. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's not for me.
It's a kid's movie.
Pitch Perfect.
No.
Did you ever see Pitch Perfect?
No.
You know what that's about?
No.
The acapella? They sing acapella? I know what you're thinking. Acapella singing can't be fun. They sing without instruments. They use their mouth.
Sounds awful.
No, Jimmy, it does sound awful. It does. Yeah. It does, Jimmy.
Terrible.
Did you ever see Pitch Perfect?
I've seen the Pitch Perfect movies, yes.
I'd rather see anything.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You say the same thing about fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Stinks.
Fucking hater. I'm pointing at you.
Yes, sir.
Why am I pointing at you? You saw Pitch Perfect.
I've seen them, yes.
What did you think of the first two Pitch Perfect movies? Be honest.
I mean, you know, they're enjoyable to watch. They're not necessarily my cup of tea, but it's something you could watch. They
are
sing.
They about singers or are they musicals?
Well, first of all, a bunch of cute girls singing. I became friends with...
Let me send you to some other websites where cute girls are doing other things.
No, well, I do. First of all, those are my favorite movies. So, no, not my favorite. I'm not a sicko, but I watch those a lot. For a little bit, and then, you know, I turn them off. But listen... About Pitch, let's go over. Now, this is my rating. Now, I enjoyed it, but it kind of jumped the shark. They're doing they're taking on terrorists. It's kind of silly. But the first Pitch Perfect, because people don't know, and I know what you're thinking, me, my name's Kimura Savage on the Vibe, so I mean, you're looking at me, I'm powerful, I used to fight.
Yeah.
I should say that I used to fight, compared to that my name's Kimura Savage.
You're Kimura Bucko.
But my point is this, I'm kind of a manly man.
You know, I'll say.
I'm pretty manly. Pitch Perfect was such a fun movie. I became good friends with the guy who plays Jesse in there. It's Skylar Astin. Nice dude. So he's going to have him in here soon.
Yeah, how do you know him?
I know him a lot. Do you know him?
I mean, I know of him. I've never met him. But
all right. Well, he's my friend.
Oh, that's
nice. I have to do messages like videos I think of him when I seen him like at the UFCs and stuff. He says stuff to my girls and stuff. Oh, such a sweetheart of a guy. But... He wasn't in this one at all. I did not like, this is what I didn't like about Pitch Perfect. The three, I should say. The first one, it goes in order. From best to the first, in order from how good they were. First one was such a good movie. So enjoyable, Jimmy.
Well, that's more Jimmy's like an indie, more of an indie movie than the other ones. Like
I think Jimmy's losing respect for me a little bit.
No, I'm
but
not.
But listen to me, Jimmy, I'm very secure with myself.
You should be.
To put this out there, Jimmy. Yeah. Listen, you could say, oh, he plays video games, he's just a big kid, that's okay.
Sure.
But to say that I like these Pitch Perfect movies might ruin my reputation.
Dude, the Kimura cat can see whatever he wants.
Oh, Kimura Cat. Nah, that's not
with a K.
No, nah, that's kind of like a little bit of. I don't like it. It's a little weak. Kimura, I'm a fucking savage. When I get a Kimura, how about this? I am a fucking savage with that. I get to sit through Kimura on you, and I get that behind your back. It's Neil fucking the Tyson. He fucking Neil fucking DeGrasse. What's his name?
DeGrasse Tyson.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
You
put a Kimura. It's the scientist. No,
what, was it a Kimura you put on him?
Yeah, I showed him a Kimura. He loved it.
Could he get out of it?
Well, he thought he can. You know, he knows about physics. But he better stick to fucking the cosmos, because that's my fucking world. But anyway, the point is this. The first one was, what a fun movie. What a feel-good, fun movie. The second one, not bad. Funny. Bumper. One of the guys in it. Just let me, can I give my
I'm
review?
Listening.
Bump, his name is Bumper. What a funny, one of the, you know who I'm talking about?
Sure?
He's like the lead bad guy in The Troubles.
Yeah.
The Troubles.
You're really into it.
I got little girls, they watch it a lot. Jimmy, don't judge me. I'm crying, Jimmy. Oh, you're making me cry.
Why?
I don't, for no reason at all, just sitting there listening to me babble. But then the third one, this is my problem. They made it too much of a chick flick. It was okay. It was okay with the Pitch Perfect one to share some spotlight with my buddy Skyler and the boys.
Sure.
And then the Troubles.
Sure.
And the second one, they were in it. Not enough. They lightened it up, a little bit more of a chick flick. And okay, listen. It wasn't bad. It was okay, Jimmy. It was all right. It was some of it was fun. But it wasn't as good as the first one. But it was still fun. I like the characters. I like the interaction. I like Fat Amy. Fat Amy's fun. That's what they call her. I'm not attacking her.
Yeah.
Her name
is
Fat Amy.
You're not body shaming.
No, I'm not. That's what she calls herself.
You're a good guy.
She goes, I'm Fat Amy. They go, why Fat Amy? They go, that's the way you skinny bitches don't say it behind my back, she says. It's funny, Jimmy.
Okay.
It's not Jimmy Norton Netflix special fucking funny. Jimmy, but it's enjoyable. Cute girls doing a cappella. But the third one, now they're jumping the shark. The father of Fat Amy's involved with bad people and they're on a yacht. Next thing you know, she's jumping through windows. Jump the shark! Jump the shark, Jimmy! None of the guys are around. So this is what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost done with my movie, fucking half an hour. It's not a minute anymore. Pitch Perfect 3. I recommend it if you like the other Pitch Perfects and you like the characters, you like some of the music, and it's fun. It's an enjoyable time. My wife loved it.
Sure.
My kids, that's the best one, but they got short memory. Their memories are worse than mine.
They don't know.
The kids, they don't know. It's not the best one.
Yeah.
I disagree with my kids. Well, it's not, I love them to death, but they're wrong.
Sure.
Pitch Perfect goes in order. Pitch Perfect 1, Pitch Perfect 2, Pitch Perfect 3. If you got to take a leak, don't do it during one of their numbers. That's what I got to say. Thank you, everybody.
All right, that was good.
Thank you. No, thank you. Well, you don't got to applause over my head. It's only me doing a movie minute and fucking boring Jimmy.
No, I'm not bored.
Well, Jimmy, you don't have to watch the movie.
No, it sounds good.
Okay. I look at, between that and Kimura, man, I was like, I ruined your life. Oh, Jimmy, you got one of your fucking co-hosts fucking playing video games. The other one's infatuated with fucking wrestling, fake wrestling. You hang out with weird people, Jimmy.
Yes, I do.
You know what's weird? You're the most normal out of all of us.
Well, till you get me in the sack.
Then
I'm a creep.
When are we going to go to lunch?
Whatever you want.
Today. Well, I can't. Oh, there you go.
I can't.
I did that.
You got to schedule it ahead of time with him.
Yeah.
Christopher
Wednesday.
How about this? I gave up. One day he's going to ask me. I'm going to go, no.
No, because I'll eat pizza.
I'm like, okay, Jimmy, let's go. Yeah,
I'm trying to eat pizza.
Don't you know about that whole New Year resolution thing?
No, I've been wanting to do it before.
Do you know that, though?
What about it?
Well, the thing is this. Everybody's doing it.
Sure.
You know, the gym. What do they say? What's the common thing? Oh, the gym is empty in December, but it's packed in January.
Yeah, but it's empty again by February, March.
This is what I'm saying, Jimmy.
I went.
Everybody's starting January 2nd. Not me, because I got fucking leftovers. You understand me?
Yeah.
And I like to be different. I don't have to. How about this? The New Year resolution. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's, is it wrong?
No.
How'd you say it?
I'm not saying it again.
I'll tell you if it's right.
The New Year resolution.
Yeah, my New Year resolution. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah,
my New Year.
I can't look at you, though, because you fuck with me. Anyway, this is the thing. I'm going to do it in a month from now because it's still the new year. It doesn't mean, the new year, the January 2nd is the day you're going to start not eating.
That's true, but pizza. I'm weak.
I got Pizza Supreme the other day in Garden City. They used to be this is history. I used to get it with my mother, God rest her soul. It's so delicious. They make these square slices, with just like one little, like a thing of cheese on it. But they're very unique, Jimmy. It's not a, quite a Sicilian slice where it's thick. It's not like good. That. It's a light pie. Gian Vellante likes this too. He backs this up. My wife's not so much. I went the other day and I brought home two pies. My family, they got Moe's. I didn't eat two pies, Jimmy, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I almost downed the pie. And a little bit, and they make these meatball fucking.
How are the meatballs?
Let's get back to some UFC
news. Yeah, I was gonna say, when you're not talking about what you had for lunch.
Come on, all right,
listen to me.
Yeah. All right, we're getting back. We like, listen, no. We like to talk about a lot of things here.
Dana was saying on Yahoo Sports.
Let's talk.
That Amanda Nunes wants to fight Cyborg, and he said, this is the fight to make and the fight that I will make. That's the fight. Amanda Nunes, big, strong, powerful puncher. I would love to see Amanda fight Cyborg.
I remember her saying that she wasn't interested in fighting Cyborg. So this is interesting.
Yeah, she said that on the show when she was here. Yeah,
but she did say that. Well, that's how I thought I remembered it from somewhere. Yeah. But the thing is this, maybe, just maybe, Amanda's seen something in these last couple of fights of Cyborg that says, hey, maybe it's not bad for me to take this. This is all me, you know, speculating. But
it's also a big money fight, I'm sure. Who else is she going to fight?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I think available
for
her.
I don't see why Amanda wouldn't take it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, she does hit hard.
I mean, Cyborg's a killer. But I mean, after seeing Holly go the distance, maybe she's like, hey, I could do that.
No, right. No, yeah. Well, again, Amanda would probably, Amanda would be the heaviest hands, I think.
She would, but she also doesn't have the same legs that the Holly does, the ability to kick. You know, she doesn't have that ability.
Yeah, but
you don't want to stand there and slug with fucking Chris Cyborg.
Yeah, well, she's got a big target, too. She
does.
Right. You know? Well, and that's the other thing, too. Like, Amanda was rumored to be fighting Raquel Pennington. Raquel Pennington broke her leg, so she's been out a while.
Is that motorcycle
Amanda Nunes, I'm saying. She might have put on some weight now to move up. That's obviously true. She's going to have to put on weight, but she's had time now.
But will she be able to underhook her against the cage to stop? You know, I mean, she was able to really neutralize Cyborg. I don't think Cyborg was ready for that. The way Holly held her against the cage.
Right.
Not for nothing. You also got to think about Amanda is able to put people on their asses, too. She's good in jiu-jitsu.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you look at her fight with Kat Zingano. Before Kat Zingano turned things around, she was doing damage on top.
Mm-hmm.
Kat Zingano is another one that I would like to see fight Cyborg. Because, listen, Cyborg, why are you leaning forward? Why am I doing that, Chris, the producer?
I think people probably heard it.
No, I think it got warmer in here from Jimmy's ass.
By the way, Cyborg is so great because now there's all these big money fights that she can, you know, everyone wants to see people fighting her.
Yeah, well, with
I want to see Rose fight her.
No, but why I said Kat Zingano though is because again, there's two styles that I feel possibly could beat her, and I thought Holly's style could give a lot of trouble with her footwork and whatnot. But hey, man, Cyborg figured out that puzzle. She stalked her down.
Yeah.
But now there's the other style that I'd like to see her fight, which is like just beast mode, like a girl like Kat Zingano that just looks to fight her way in. She's durable, you know what I mean, and she has the ability to put people on their ass.
Right.
You know, she tried to throw Rose Ronda, which she did, but then boo.
What?
Boo!
Did it get around to you? I fought it 10 minutes ago.
The fuck, it's
the way they are.
Silent,
they linger.
But slow moving, but deadly.
Yeah, they're around the corner, like detectives.
But we've seen though people fighting Cyborg now. They've been able to take the shot. Avenger's taken a few shots from her. Holly's gotten hit, like, and can go through it.
But then,
they
don't have the ability to put her down.
Right.
Kat Zingano is tough as nails.
Sure, and Amanda too.
And Amanda, these are two people that possibly could put her down.
Cyborg is saying from Invicta, Megan Anderson deserves the next title shot. But I'm telling you, Amanda Nunes is the money fight, and that's what people would want to see. And I guarantee that's the fight Dana wants to make.
Yeah.
That one, or else I'd like to see Kat Zingano.
He also updated on Robbie Lawler following that loss to RDA. He said his leg was destroyed. He blew his ACL and his meniscus and every other thing that's in your knee out in like the third round. Wobbled over to the fence, laid against it. And asked Dos Anjos to come in so they could just bang it out. He fought at least 2.5 rounds with a fucking blown out ACL and meniscus. Why? Because he said it's bad. Like, he told his coaches it was bad. Wow, what an animal.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler's an animal.
Yeah.
Marlon Moraes called out Jimmy Rivera on Twitter. I don't know why, posting about a signed a photo of a signed bout agreement for a potential fight on February the 24th at UFC on Fox with the caption, here you go, Jimmy Rivera. I signed my bout agreement. UFC on Fox. I also agreed to fight you on March 3rd. Choose what day you want me to beat your ass, bitch. I guess they all understand now that this is the way to get things done.
Right. Well, on 219, Rivera was supposed to fight Dominic Cruz. Cruz had to pull out because he was hurt. And then he was replaced by John Lineker, who had to pull out like a couple of, like 2 weeks before the fight or a couple of days.
Yeah.
And Moraes was trying to step in to fight Rivera. They went back and forth on Twitter. They couldn't figure out what weight to do it at, whatever. And so I guess Marlon Moraes is saying that he was ready to fight him, and he's still ready to fight him. So
also, Nowitzki was, I guess he was on Joe Rogan's podcast,
yeah,
or JRE MMA show. I don't know if that's the podcast or if the other show.
It's just another MMA show, but it's Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah. And he said, Jeff said, I've said this for a while now. It would not make a lot of sense for any individual, a UFC athlete who knew, especially a champion or contender like Jon Jones, who knew, hey, I'm tested quite regularly in the program, would not make a lot of sense that Turinabol would be your drug of choice if you were intentionally trying to cheat. And again, I do think that what was raised by Joe or somebody, that, again, it's possibly in something that cuts cocaine. I don't want to accuse John of doing that, but that's an easier pill for me to swallow than fucking he's cheating.
Oh, for
being
sure.
Dumb, yeah. And doing coke is one thing, and being an addict. But, you know, cheating is just, and he has said nothing.
No, and he's doing the right thing. I mean, he probably should just let it play out. I think he has a hearing at some point in February, like early February, I believe. We had Jeff Nowitzki on, by the way, UF 143, and Chris Weidman was in studio. Yeah,
I remember, motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying for people. Because
sometimes
want to
I look
back,
at Chris like he thinks gone. I don't remember.
Yeah,
just like he thinks I didn't know how to say Fahaz's name.
I didn't know how to say it.
Well, it's Faraz, but.
Listen,
tomato,
tomato. What did I say?
Yeah, it's okay.
Faraz,
you got
Faraz? Sahabi. Faraz. Let's call the whole thing off.
Oh, no.
Matt's hungry.
I can't eat.
Matt's having a cookie.
I'm eating a cookie. He's eating a...
Too bad this isn't a two-hour podcast. By the end of the show, Matt will be hanging by his feet from the fucking... pipe.
My boots are back on now.
I know they are.
Don't we have fun, Jimmy?
We do.
Do you have fun with me or are you saying that?
I'm not a good faker. We do have a lot of fun.
All right, we do.
I'm just always tired because I go to the gym for
I always ask Chris DeBuse how we're doing and he gets like a weird look in his face. He's like, oh, good. I ain't talking about on air.
No, we're doing great. I mean, I wanted to do as well as possible too. I love doing the show. Sure.
I know you wanted to do good, but all we do
is we're doing good.
I'm getting
yes.
a lot of love.
That's great.
How do you think I came up with Kimura Savage? I want to thank that guy.
Eat the crumbs.
And also, Genova 7, I'm going to play with, he's a new friend of mine. We're going to play on, he's a fan of the show.
That's great.
I talk to these guys a lot. Well, I try to talk to everybody, but I can't. It's ridiculous. But somehow, some get through.
Right.
And he's the one who turned me on to some games. And he's the one who showed me how to change my profile things. I had trouble with my Steam thing.
Oh,
so thank
nice.
You, Genova.
You know what? Can I look real quick, Matt? A fan sent a question for you, and I think I took
okay.
a screenshot. Let me just
what
make
is it?
Sure
the
I
last time I got tapped out again. You have such a great time, great way of asking questions.
Yeah, I'll answer it for you.
Well, I remember what the question is, and then I'll find the person's name. Right. But he was asking.
What is it?
He's a blue belt. He's from the UK.
Okay.
He's saying he just became a blue belt.
Oh, congratulations!
He's wondering if there's such a thing as like the blue belt blues, essentially, where you get the blue belt and then you kind of get a little lazy or whatever, or maybe it's a winter thing. But he's wondering if that's a thing that happens.
I've heard
and
of
he just
that.
Got his blue belt.
Yeah.
This might be it.
What comes after white?
It goes white, blue, purple, brown, and black. Now, this is the thing with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. If you don't love it for it, if you love it for just, and this not might not be him,
right.
but if you constantly need that a gold star or something to keep you, oh, like something to feel like you got rewarded. Now, back in the day when I was training, we didn't have stripes on belts. And I totally understand why you have them now. And some people might have always had them.
Right.
But, you know, you got your belt when you got your belt. You just loved to train. And when you got your belt, it felt like a big accomplishment, especially back in the day and when I was coming up in the mid-90s, is because they don't give the belts out too often. You know, that's one of those things with jiu-jitsu. But as times, you know, change and you know, you people like to kind of
mark their advancement.
Well, they like to, yeah, exactly. Like they want to get rewarded for the time they put in. And it's understandable. It's understandable that a blue belt who's been there and he's practically a purple belt, that he should have four stripes with, you know, on his belt compared to a guy who just got his blue belt. And you don't know how fresh it is. Maybe it just looks like a newer belt. You know what I mean?
This it guy lets can, you know. It's almost like yes. a close-up of a ruler. You can see more of the measuring stick towards the next number as opposed to just a distance where you see the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you can look at a belt with a four stripes, a little faded, and be like, all right, this dude's, that dude's practically.
He's closer to purple. Yes. How long is between blue and purple rubber?
That is what I was going to get at, because that's probably the biggest jump.
Is
you
it?
Know? Yeah. Blue to purple. Purple to brown is also there. Brown to black is probably the shortest, because you're right there. But, well, not necessarily. But I'm going to say blue to purple might be one of the biggest jumps. So a lot of guys, purple belt's a huge thing.
How long do people...
I just gave Shelly Lynn her purple belt the other day. Shelly, there's a shout out to you. And my girl Lauren Braca, who's just who fights and stuff. I gave that the same day as my guy Brian Trotter, who got his black belt. So kind of, I didn't want that to overshadow these other people. But purple belt's huge. That's halfway to Jedi. There's purple belts out there that are as good as black belts.
So let me ask you, between white and blue, what's the, again, with normal training, what's the amount of time normally?
It depends on the person. It really does.
And my guess
between white and blue?
Yeah.
Within a year, you should have your blue belt.
And by the way, here's the thing that, what, that guy's probably talking about, the depression, yeah. is that you get to it because it's about milestones.
That's it.
A white belt, there's been no advancement. Blue is your first advancement, so you feel great. Now you're like, all right, for the next one.
Yeah, well, that's my point. That's why it's important to have the stripes. I recommend if somebody has a school, like, back in the day, I didn't give a fuck. And to be honest, for myself, I was rolling the other day with one of my black belts, Dan Simler. He has a school in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Don't make me say that again. Massachusetts.
Did good. Dan Simler.
Yeah, you know Dan
Simler. He's like that other Dan, yeah.
Yes, the same.
Dan Simler's a good man. What other Dan? Oh, Simler! How did I, if I walk into that like a fucking back fist?
It's all right, you're eating cookies.
What am I? Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Matt ate the plastic bag.
Jimmy, I'm just so happy to be here.
So wait, but, how long
my buddy, so I was rolling my buddy Dan. Why did I bring that up?
But between blue and purple, how long do you think?
No, wait, but hold on. Why the fuck did I bring that up? No, but Dan
you were saying stripes on belts.
And
you
think oh, yeah, that's funny. Okay, this is what I was getting at. He saw my belt. He goes, don't you, I have three degrees on my black belt, but it should be four. Maybe about to be five. But that's what I'm saying. For myself, I just love jiu-jitsu, man. I don't get caught up in that shit. It's nice. I understand it. Like when Hanzo does, like I remember I didn't know what I belong, and my buddy got in touch with Hanzo, one of my black belts, and he's friends with Hanzo. He's like, oh, Matt was, what? He's like, yeah, what is it? Yeah, tell him four. Put it on. Hanzo's like me. We just love jiu-jitsu, man. I don't get caught up in the whole degrees.
Right.
Just like I don't get caught up in his shitty game, the six degrees of fucking fighting separation.
But how long typically between blue and purple?
Oh, is that what you want to know? That curious. Question?
Yeah, because that guy's depressed.
Between blue and purple?
Again, common.
That motherfucker might as well quit if he's waiting for his belt.
But how long do you
think? I'm only kidding. Nah, a couple of years, 2 to 3 or less. Year and a half, 2 years. It depends on the individual.
And then between purple and brown?
It depends on the person. A couple of years more. Maybe more, maybe less. I've got guys that...
Brown to blacks, I'll 2 years, this, 3 years?
Yeah, what did I just give Nick Ronan his brown belt? That guy's been around... one of my guys, he also trains with John Danair in the city. I mean, some guys just take to it where it's like, man, this guy is just... I got my one guy, Joe Slim. This dude, I just gave him his black belt, but that guy just came in. Now you could just put him in a pretzel. Like, he's a big dude, lanky, that's just... And you could be a cross-eyed on him. And he'll just bring his leg up, hook your hip, and pull you right back in the guard, take you back. Some guys are just, they just flow right into jiu-jitsu, and they take to it like fish to water, and their bodies just, and the way they pick it up, it's just, it's amazing. You know what I mean? So it really depends on the individual. But be in it, because when you get in it, Jimmy, I know you're going to soon, because anything, you're going to go down to Hanzo Gracie's Academy, it's about the journey, not the fuck. Right. It's not a race. It's a fucking journey. Enjoy the journey. Don't look for your fucking next stripe.
Right.
That's all right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't find a screen name, but if he sends it to me, I'll
give it a shout. And let me add, there's another guy that was saying, oh, can you give my son a shout out? I forgot the guy's name and the kid. But,
James Norton Sr.
But the thing is this. I appreciate everybody, but I can't start doing the shout outs because it's going to get lame for everybody. You didn't mention my name, but I do appreciate the hell out of you. I do. And so does Jimmy.
Yeah.
And Chris, the producer.
I kind of
appreciate it. We appreciate these people. Yeah. But you can't be giving a shout out every fucking episode.
I wouldn't.
If it happens organically, it's one thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Jimmy. So there you go. If you people want to see Pitch Perfect 3, it's up to you.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I'm excited. We're going to talk more about it. We got another episode before the fights this weekend, but I am excited to see Uriah back.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll do picks Wednesday. I think we're going to have Jeremy Stevens and Paige Van Zandt calling in on Wednesday, so that's exciting.
Good. I can hardly control myself. Jimmy is clocked out right. It's good that we're ending the show right now.
Yeah,
because right now, it's like you hit the wall.
I got tired, dude.
You just hit the wall.
People don't care, but we tape this in the afternoon.
Yes.
And I get up.
Early.
I do radio, and then I do the gym, and this is my third thing. Monday's always my longest day.
Right. He's hitting a peak. You're hitting a valley.
I am hitting a peak.
Good, yeah.
That's why we're a good combination. Can I tell you more about my love of video games and Kimuras?
I'd love to hear about it on the subway.
All right, Jimmy. All right, everybody. Listen, for one, I had fun.
Yeah.
We want to thank the great Uriah Hall for calling in, because I'll tell you, when I first heard when what's the lead?
That's not true.
When I heard he was calling in, I'm like, I like when he's in studio because he has such
sure.
a good time. We had a great time on the phone with him today.
We do, yes. He's a very easygoing chap.
I like that dude.
I do too.
All right, Jimmy. I didn't really add anything else in.
On behalf of myself
with her
and Kimura individual.
Jimmy, can you play the game with me once? When you come over my house next, can you just try the headset and play?
I'll try it, yeah, of course.
All right, don't download no nasty shit on that, though.
I would never.
All right, Jimmy. Kimura Savage. People are just going to love it. Yeah. Get t-shirts made. Bye, everybody.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.